You are listening to benstorah.com.
Pashas Emor, Tavshin Pialef, Lag Boimer, Tavshin Pialef, the Shir, Ispatsalu, Nishvas Aram Ben Yaakov, Shalom, Levas Yitzchok, and Lurfus, my uncle, Levi Ben Echom, Toshach Leisrael. So, we are holding a day, less than 2 days, 48 hours, before Lag Boimer. And we know Lag Boimer is called by the Mekubalim, is called the Chag of the Torah Sasoit. Chag of Torah Sasoit, the secrets of Torah. We'll try to give a little bit of a taste of what are we dealing with. We're speaking for us simple people. What is the Torah Sasoit? What is exactly the connection? What do we have over here on Lag Boimer? So we'll start like this. We know that Lag Boimer is considered to be a Yom Moed. I don't know it's a Yom Moed. First of all, we don't say Tachlon. Number two, the halacha is the Lag Boimer, we don't do Avelus anymore. The Sfardim started only the next day. The Ashkenazi started Lag Boimer, they stopped doing Avelus. Even though there's a Shita, as the Ramah mentions, in Tatsa Gibbosiv Gibbel, he says that there is a Shita, we know there's a minhag of people, that they take haircuts, don't take haircuts on the second half of this year. From Shrei Shia to the end. Even them, in Lag Boimer, they stop to do they take haircuts like Boimer. The Bir Halacha brings it in the Prima Gadim. Yes, why? I mean, in Bishop, if you say Lag Boimer is the last day that the students of Rebbe Akiva died. So I understand that day, there's no more Misa. But if it's you are in a veil doing the second half of Sfira, so you mean you understand all these days of Avelus, what are you celebrating like Boimer? So the Bir Halacha says, there's probably something going on like Boimer. We don't know what it is. So we see like Boimer has something unique to it. What is it? What happened like Boimer? Now the simple understanding of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is what's going on when we get to like Boimer. Paskulamos, the students of Rebbe Akiva stopped dying. So this is already a famous question. Well, how many Talmidim Akiva had? 24,000. How many died? 24,000. So what do you mean, Paskulamus? There was no one left. They all died, so then we're very happy that it's finished. I mean, someone would be saved, Paskulamus means they all died. All 24,000 died. So what is the Simcha over here? Lag Boimer, the day you're celebrating, because what? Because all the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva stopped dying, because they all died. So that's salvation? Happens there's something deeper over here. What's going on? You always mention, you know, this week, it's called the week of Hoyd, the fifth week of the Omer, is the Midah of Hoyd. We have to understand what the Midah of Hoyd means. And for us, without understanding concepts of Kabbalah, we know there's two events that happen this week, special events. One is Pesach Sheni, the first day of the week of Hoyt. And the other one was like Boimer, the fifth day of the week of Hoyt. So what's the pshat that I have? What's this week? What's the connection between the Pesach Sheni and like Boimer? In previous years, we spoke about one aspect, the way my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zatzal used to explain. And anybody wants to hear it, you go on the Torah anytime you have it over there. And this year, we're going to go with a little different direction. Be'ez Hashem. And this week's parasha, Parasha Zemur, we have the parasha of the Mu'adim. This is the main parasha that speaks about the Mu'adim of the year, the entire year. We go through Pesach, Sfir, Soimer, Shavuos, speak about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, all the Mu'adim, including Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down. Chazal tell us, the Rama mentions it, the Kol HaMu'adim Mosidin Leibot. All the Mu'adim will be canceled, will stop. Lasid Lavoi. Except for Purim, and one gear says it's also Yom Kippur, which we're not going to get into right now. But the Mu'adim that we have, except, again, Yom Kippur, one Shita, the other Mu'adim that we have are all going to be canceled, lost, loved. And the question is why? Not only why, a little more need understanding. As we know that the Kol HaMu'adim, we know Zoyis HaTorah Lo Teyeh Mukhlefes. We're not switching the Torah. We're not changing the Torah. So if I'm not changing the Torah and I'm not switching anything, you're not going to have Mu'adim anymore. I mean, the Mu'adim were part of the Torah. So What does it mean that we're not going to have the moyed? How do we understand that all the moyadim will be misbatel when we get to Oslo? So we'll start the following. Next week's parasha will be parashas Behar B'chukoysai. B'chukoysai. In the beginning of B'chukoysai, it says, "Im B'chukoysai Teleichu, if you will do my chukim, and etc. etc. Because B'chukoysai will give you the reward." What's the reward that's written in parashas B'chukoysai? Written the reward of Olam Hazeh. It says you'll have rain and you have the fields and you'll conquer your enemies, etc. etc. So the first you're bothered, that's the source. It's really a question on the entire Torah Kulo. We don't have a mention of Olam Haba. Shouldn't it say in the Torah that we are going to get the reward in the world to come? Isn't that more fitting? We know that's the truth. That's the place. Why are we not mentioning that? That is the question that the Rishonim discuss. Why is Olam Haba not mentioned in the Torah? The Kli Yoker, Parashas B'chukoysai, brings on the spot seven answers. Why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah? The Ma'aral in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael has five answers why the Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. The first one is what's called the classic Ma'aral answer. The Ma'aral explains that the Olam Haba is uncomprehensible to us, and in the Torah you speak only in things that we are able to visualize, to understand, to comprehend. So we don't speak about Olam Haba, which we can't comprehend. Yeah, that's the answer. Kli Yoker's first answer is the Rambam. We don't mention is something that we don't want to give. We're not giving you an incentive to get a reward in Olam Haba. You're not doing it for the reward. So I'm not mentioning it. But what I want to focus on is on the fifth answer of the Ma'aral, which the Ma'aral says very much in short, very cryptic. But the one who explains it more from his own angle is the Leshem, grandfather of Eliashiv. Ma'aral tells us that the idea why we don't have Olam Haba in the Torah, the reason why we don't mention Olam Haba in the Torah, is because Olam Haba is not conditional. What do you mean it's not conditional? So the Ma'aral says, you know, that a baby was born. A chas v'shalom, a baby is born, lo'aleinu, he dies within 2 months. You think it's Olam Haba? Answer is yes. For sure he gets Olam Haba. Right? That's it. He gets Olam Haba. Why does he get Olam Haba? He never did mitzvahs. Right? He never did mitzvahs. So why does he get Olam Haba? Says the Ma'aral, you see from here that Olam Haba is not conditional. Even if a person died of Torah and mitzvahs, he still gets Olam Haba. So what does the Ma'aral mean? So here comes the Leshem. We mentioned here a few times is Leshem. The Leshem tells us, what is the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world? He put us in this world in order to deserve Olam Haba. As the famous Rabchal, Rabchal Das Tfunis, beginning the Sefer, explains, really, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us good. He wants to bestow on us the Olam Haba. But to give us it for free, that will be a free man's bread? A poor man's bread. Poor man's bread gets free lunch. Free lunch you don't enjoy. Now, how about the Kisufa? So that's why we have to earn it. We have to earn Olam Haba. We have to get to it. What happens if a person did not get to it? Kadosh Baruch Hu still wants to give you Olam Haba. That was the original intent. Says the Leshem, in the end of the day, every single Jew is getting Olam Haba. By hook or by crook, you're going to get Olam Haba. How? Oh, there's different ways. You can do Torah mitzvahs. Person did not do Torah mitzvahs, well, he's going to have, he has a second chance by doing tshuva. A person did not do tshuva, he gets yisurim. He'll suffer for what he did. But eventually you're going to get to Olam Haba. That's what the Leshem explains. Says the Leshem, says the Ma'aral, if any way you're going to get to Olam Haba, if any way you're going to get there, I can't put in the Torah, well, if you'll do the mitzvahs, then you'll get Olam Haba. And if I don't do the mitzvahs, you also get a lava. You also get the lava. There's ways to get there, but you'll get the lava. So in the bad side, you also get a lava. So I can't write it at the turn. Now, what's Oyu Bekadova? So again, going back to the question. So why do I mention a lava of the Torah? Because in the Torah, I mention things, if for good, you get something, for bad, bad. But a lava is inconditional, regardless of what a person does. A person is getting a lava, so therefore you can't mention that Torah. Let's take that back. Really, what's the idea of it? How do we understand the real lava of a person gets a lava anyway? So the Oyu Bekadova is that in this world, we have two sides. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us. We have good and we have bad. We have to choose if we go over the bad. But Be'emes, in the depth of the world.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
There's no big good and bad. The bad is also Ratzon Hashem. Everything in the world is created in the world because Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it the ability to be here. Everything serves a purpose. In this world, all the bad looks like bad and the good looks like good. They look at two opposites. But the evidence says that there's no bad in the world. The bad is also good. Elaba, we don't see it. But the Elaba is that we're going to figure out how all the bad is also good. That's what Tzadik explains. Really, from all that various of the world, we don't understand how could that be. All that various, there is a purpose for them. If a person does this, he's going to be punished. He's going to suffer. He's going to go to Gehenna. He's going to gul him. But at the end of the day, that bad in the world has a purpose. The Leshem and other places explains that every single event, every single item, every single thing that happened in the world, it's all going to create something at our level. How can it be that tsunami in Asia has to do with our level? We don't understand. But everything brings it. There's no good and bad. It's all Ratzon Hashem. The Loshon Mekubalim is well down that really we have Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and you have Eitz HaChayim, Esrei Chagan. There's two trees. The tree of life and the tree of Das, good and bad. This world, we're living in a world of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. It's division. You have good, you have bad. Two sides. It's either black or it's white. But Eitz HaChayim, you don't have division Tov V'Ra. It's all Tov. There's no two sides to it. That's a much higher level of the world. When we get to Olam Haba, that's when we clarify that. Clarify that. There's no good and bad. It's a higher, this world, things are black and white. Either or. You have to pick and choose where you belong to. But at the higher level of the world, everything is one. Hakol Echot. Hashem Echot. So when we get to Olam Haba, that's revealed. So you can't tell me in this world, listen, if you do the mitzvahs, then you get a lava. If you don't do the mitzvahs, that aveira doesn't belong to a lava. That's not true. That aveira also belongs to a lava. Now, how do we do it? If we create a system to get to there. Okay, so you have Oichim, which is part of the cheshbon. Everything has a cheshbon and a system, how that will elevate it and become an lava. But it is also a lava. That's all you make a lava. This world, the is giving us Torah and mitzvahs. You have to choose to do the good. But that's not the system that exists in Olam Haba. That's why I cannot mention Olam Haba in the term. That's the answer to the Ma'aral refers to the delicious people. So now that we understand that, we can take a step forward and understand. That's what it means, Kol HaBoyadim HaSidim LiYibotel. All the Boyadim will change. Why will be Botel? Because what does it mean for us today to have a Moyad? Have a Moyad means that we have days which are more Kaddish days. We have days which are Choyl, which are weekdays. We have days which are called good days. We have days which are less good days. We have the same thing. There's different levels of Kedusha. It's a different level. It has to do with this concept of Tov V'Ra, of good and bad, black and white. They have different shades over here in between the black and the white. But in Olam Haba, everything will be pure 100%. If it's going to be pure 100%, there's no Moyed. Moyed means I'm designating a day, designating a time and saying this has more Kedusha than the rest of the week. This has more Kedusha than the rest of the year. But in Olam Haba, everything is Echod. Echod means that there's no Moyed standing on its own. There's no special day or bad day or good day. It's all one big unit. If so, Kolamuyadim was Sidli Batel. As the Lashon Vesal brings, that really every day of the week will be another Moyed. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have Kippur, we have Pesach, we have Sukkot. Each one of them will be during the week. Meaning every day of the week will be another Pechino that's revealed during the Moyadim. Today, when you have a special time, they'll say, oh, this is the very good time. The other times are less. But Erlo Abod is going to be part of our day-to-day life because everything is Echot. That's part of the reason. That's the higher dimension of this world. The higher dimension of this world is that really it's Eitzachayim, there's no Tov V'ra, it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pechino of Oimek, of Seiser. We are hiding in this world. It's hard to see it, but we have to reach it. There's two meanings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's several meanings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak about seven meanings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the days of Sphira. The first three is the known ones called the easier ones to understand. We have Gdula, Gvura, Tiferes. Gdula is Chesed, Gvura is Did. Tiferes is the combination of both. Tiferes is associated with Rachamim, with Torah. We can understand it. The last two also, not going to go into it today, maybe we'll get back to it later in the weeks. You have Malchus, Malchus Hashem of the world. You have Yisoy that brings to the earth. Okay. But the fourth and fifth Midah are called, or we say it's Yisoyre, or Netzach and Hoyt. Cho Hashem is a pasuk. Cho Hashem a gedulo and a gvur of tiferes v'ha neitzach v'ohoit. So that's a hoit. What's that's a hoit? So it's brought down one way to understand that's a hoit. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro that sounds to be quoted the whole time. Then neitzach is loshen nitzachoit. And hoit is loshen hoido. What does it mean? There's two ways that you overcome a enemy. You overcome a opposite party. One way is you beat him. One king goes, he captures another kingdom, and he subjugates them, makes them slaves. That's nitzachon, that's winning. That's beating them up. Hoid is that the other side joins the first side. It says, I agree to you. Hoidos baldin. Comes what another one says, you owe me money. So you can either go to Beis Din and tell that the malva is right and the loiva needs to pay. The lender is right, the borrower needs to pay. Or the borrower could say, I agree with you. Hoidos baldin. I'm accepting your taina. Then there's no side, two sides, it's one side. Netzach means, the Keshboku, so to speak, is revealing how he overcomes the enemies. Hoid is when you have a hoidos baldin, that the bad joins the good. That's the two meanings that we have over here. When we're talking about our sugya that we're talking right now, because the Netzach means there's two sides. There's good and bad. The good overcomes the bad. Hoid means it's not two sides anymore. It becomes one. Hashem Echod. The bad is also part of the good. That's what's going to be at the end of the days. It says, V'nefchu kol ha'am yisoh ha'fachas b'ru alikom Hashem Hashem. All the women saw you, they always denied Hashem. They will come and join Hashem. Every other side in the world will become the same side. Become one pony, one face. That's what it means. Hashem Echon. That gilu will happen there. All the bad will turn into good. All bad will be revealed to be good. All the other sides will be part of it. That's the midah of hoyt. That's the revelation of the hoydah. The beginning of the revelation, obviously. That's the pchina of that midah brings to that. When we get to the fifth week of Sfira Sahiber, we get to the week of hoyt. We started with what? The first day of the sphere of the week of Hoyt is the Pesach Sheni. And if you think about what is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is the first time with the Ma'arekas, with the system of the Torah, within the mitzvahs of Torah. Realize that. Within the Torah and mitzvahs that we have a rule. The rule is, Me'uvas lo yoichol litkoit. Ve'chisar lo yoichol imonis. That's what the pasuk, the Mishnah Chagiga says. A person missed out on a mitzvah. It's over. You didn't do it. You either have a mitzvah or you don't have it. You missed out. It's over. Person did not bring a carbon to make some English we're supposed to bring. It's finished. Pesach Sheni, the Kiddush is that even though you did not bring the Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, you missed out, that also can be fixed. And also can come back to be fixed. Yoisaboy make even more deeper than that is what happened to Pesach Sheni. There's people that are tough. They missed out. They go to Moshe and it says, Lavani girl, what should we miss out? It's not fair. It looked like that there's a situation over here of a bad, of ra. Someone missed out on Pesach. It turned out to be, not only it wasn't bad, it was actually a new revelation of Torah. This was the ultimate bad that turned to be good. These people called do Pesach. They missed out. Not only did they miss out, they gave a new Torah Chadash to the world. One of the Torahs that's brought down, not allowed the Moshe Rabbein. So the bad turned to be good. This is within the realm of Torah that you start seeing that the Ra is not Ra. The bad is not really bad. You have your glimpse into the Osid Lovoy where everything is Echot. The ones that did the Pesach, the ones that did the Pesach, they all include. That's what Pesach Sheni starts showing. That's the beginning of the week of the night. And we get to the ultimate day of the week. The Lag BaOmer is the fifth day of the fifth week. It's called Hoyt Shemoyt. The biggest Hoytah. What do we have over there? It's Lag BaOmer. What is Lag BaOmer? What happened in Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer, according to a simple understanding, the Messiah, Yaakov Hillel, had a question on it. He wrote a sefer. But then I heard out from one of his talmidim that they found a new Ksav Yad, and he agreed as well. That what happened in Lag BaOmer is the tira of Rishon Bar Yochai. The day of Rishon Bar Yochai was Nifter. And the day of Rishon Bar Yochai was Nifter, he revealed a Torah, a part of the Zohar, which is called Idro Zuta. Okay? It's called Idro Zuta. In that part is written, the Shir Baruchai says, I want to reveal to you something. I always wanted to reveal, but I couldn't reveal till now. But now that's the day of Meptir, I'm going to reveal it. If Shir Baruchai always wanted to reveal it, why did he reveal it till now? Why the day of Meptir? So you see over here, this day was revealed something which is above and beyond this world. During the time of being in this world, Moshe Rabbeinu could not reveal it. But when he leaves the world, when he's going to a higher world, now he can reveal something belongs to that world. And it says, the end of the Zuta is Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, and he said the Pasuk, Chayiv Ad Olam, that's the Pasuk at the end, towards the end of Shir Malos. He says the word Chayiv is the Shabbat left out with the word Chayiv. And he couldn't finish the Pasuk Ad Olam. Since I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu Zatzal, so what's the symbolic idea over here? Shemichai died with the word Chaim. The death, the bad, is also Chaim. Shemichai revealed something which is above this world. What was the revelation? So the simple understanding is the revelation was the ultimate concept of Torah Sinister. And the ultimate concept of Torah Sinister is that everywhere you are is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ultimate Nister, what is Nister? Who's Nister? It's Nister. It's hidden. What's in it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in it. Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Hashem Echad. But we're in the world of Nister. We're in the world where we can't see it. The whole idea of Torah Sinister is to dwell beneath the surface and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. That's the ultimate Torah Sinister. Now there's different levels to it as well. This is a Torah Shleima. But the ultimate thing came out of Shir Bar Yochai saying that all the bad in the world is good. That was the Gilui. That is the Gilui of Lag BaOmer. So, obviously there is the idea, simple understanding. So we have Rebbe Akiva died, there was still hope. Rebbe Akiva taught the five Talmidim, Shibadarim. He taught the last five Talmidim, which is by the truth, we spoke about in previous years. So there's something that was left over in Rekiva. That's part of the reason we celebrate. According to what we're learning now, there's a deeper meaning over here. And the deeper idea is that we look at Rabbi Akiva as a tragedy. Obviously, it's a tragedy. 24,000 of them died. But there's an oimik in the world where all the tragedies bring the good. All the bad turns to be good. All the bad is not really bad. But we can't see it. But we believe in it. We know what's going to happen. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Lag Ba'omer. Rabbi Yochanan Lag Ba'omer was, you should know that there's a world which is beneath the world. There's a world which is deeper than this world. And that world, the misa is not a misa. That's really what it means, that there was five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that were left. Because this 24,000 Talmidei led to that five. We don't understand how, but that's what it led to. The same way Pesach Richer leads to Pesach Sheni. You missed the Pesach Richer, it brought you to Pesach Sheni. You missed that 24,000 Talmidei, it brought you to the five Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva that revealed Torah to throughout the world. But the bad turned to be good. Again, we don't understand where, but there's some kind of a connection to that bad turned to be good. That's the Yibik HaKwayra. So Yibik tells the Shulchan Aruch, you know what happened? Like, Boimer, Paskulamos! They stopped dying! What do you mean they stopped dying? They all died. There's nobody else left. Of course they stopped dying. The answer is no, we're not talking about the fact that the number 24,000 is over. But the Misa is not a Misa anymore. The Misa of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is not really a Misa, it's not really death. The Misa is Pasach. The Koyach Misa Pasach. We turn from Paskulamu, from Misa to Chayim Adoilo. We reveal this concept that all the bad is really good. Paskulamu. That's the Moyed of Lag Ba'omer. The Moyed of Lag Ba'omer is that we take all the world and we have here that Chiddush, that everything that we see is really all going to be a Hashem Echad. The Hoyt Shemoyt, all the bad turns to be good. That's what we have over here. The Torah that belongs to the Olam Haba that we don't have in the Torah. The Torah which is the Alum ever from beyond where we are. The Paskulamos Torah. That's the Chiddush of Lag Ba'omer. So we don't have that connection to Torah Samister. About the level of Shubha Yechai, what we're talking about. So we taste a little bit, we get the Lag Ba'omer. A little bit of a taste of the Chaim Ad HaOlam, of the life that belongs to a much higher place, to a place where everything is Hashem Echad, which Rebbe Yisrael will get there very soon. B'meher B'Ameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.